67 today.
First it was there, and then it was simply just gone, vanishing into thin air. What am I talking about? Well, an Air France jet still missing over the Atlantic. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The latest is that stormy weather over the Atlantic Ocean may have been what happened to the 228 people on board. All are feared dead at this point. France and Brazil sending military planes and ships to scour an incredibly vast area. That doesn't even do it justice to this ocean, what we're talking about, where the Airbus A330 might have come down during the flight from Rio de Janeiro to Paris. Here, right from the get-go at the top of the show, joining us now, DJ Frost. He's an international pilot, a commercial pilot, and he knows this route because he's flown the exact route for Air France cargo from Brazil to Paris, and this is currently where that plane is missing. DJ, thanks for popping on here. We appreciate your time, man.
Oh, you're welcome, Kate. Nice to be here.
Tell us, you know, what's the deal? So there's this weather, something might have happened to the plane. I heard something today. They're saying, well, it could have exploded. You're a pilot. You know better than I. What are your thoughts as to what could have happened here?
Well, what really happens when you're flying out over the ocean where they were, out of radar contact, it's pretty much anything goes on out there because it's dark. Of course, on the dark and stormy night, if an airplane runs into a tremendous amount of weather and strong storms, the engines could have sucked up a tremendous amount of water. Lightning could have taken out the electricity within the aircraft, which these airplanes, these new Airbuses, they're fly-by-wire. And what that means is the flight controls, they're not really moving a cable. They're just moving a little electrical switch, which then moves the flight controls. If anything happens within that electronic wiring or connection, wow, it's just like losing the power steering in your car. Have you ever had that happen to you?
Yeah.
And it's just very difficult and challenging to control it. So there's a number of things. And really one important thing to remember is many times it's not just one thing that leads to an accident. It's a whole chain of events that leads to a catastrophe if this is in fact what happened.
Yeah. If that is what happened, is there any chance at all? I mean, this is the dramatic, the worst certainly in France's history. Any chance at all of finding survivors?
Well, people have asked me about that, of ditching in the Atlantic Ocean on a dark night, dark and stormy night. And I'd like to just make it sound like, well, imagine if you're running into a dark, unknown room and you have your blindfold on and you're trying to run into a room at full speed and sit in a chair without falling over. I mean, it's very disoriented at night trying to land on the water. So to have done that successfully would be quite a miracle if they were able to do that. The other thing that I am concerned about, too, is when they talked about the electrical problem is the smoke, which all of us know about the Swiss Air tragedy that happened off of Nova Scotia. When the cabin became enveloped with smoke, it was very difficult to control the aircraft, see, or even breathe. So that's always a possibility also.
Boy, and, you know, I mentioned this at the top. It's such the – and, you know, again, you flew this route. We're talking about just so many miles. There is a chance that they – who knows when they'll find this plane, right?
Oh, the ocean is so deep out there, and if it sank, just like the Air India one that went down in the North Atlantic that exploded over the North Atlantic, it took them many years to even figure out what happened to that because it did sink to the bottom of the ocean. And really what's interesting about going over the North Atlantic or any part of the Atlantic Ocean is there's no radar cover. It's like when you're flying from, say, Orlando to New York, you're always in radar coverage in the United States. And air traffic control can help you go around weather because they see it on their radar. And they always keep track of what's going on. It's flying across the Atlantic now is still the same way as it was for even my father when he flew in the 1960s. Every 10 degrees of movement, the airplane gives a position report on a squeaky, garbled high-frequency radio, and I like to equate that to it's like speaking through tin cans connected by string. Not very well to hear or do a quick communication if something is wrong.
Wow, and there's no, can't, with all the technology available, we can't change that?
Well, what happens is the countries that border the Atlantic Ocean, and some of these countries are either don't want to invest in that, they don't want to spend the money on creating that. And you know what? Really, the bottom line, as it all comes down to, is the, and I, it's been called tombstone regulation. Until enough people perish, things will not change. And we'll, yeah. Whatever that degree is that they reach, then maybe that change will happen.
Yeah, DJ, you know this. People are going to say, well, the pilot, there was this terrible storm. Couldn't the pilot have flown in a different direction? That's what people are saying then.
That's what people are saying. And when I told you there's no radar coverage, what is expected is when an aircraft takes off and goes into a non-radar environment, they're expected to stay on their course because there's other airplanes on certain courses too. If airplanes start turning left and right on off course, there's a greater chance of and probability of a collision happening out there. Another thing that can happen too is I know some people are saying, well, maybe they could have turned around. What happens in twin-engine aircraft over the Atlantic Ocean is they reach a point of no return with their fuel. In other words, they can't just turn around and make it back to where they started that. They pretty much have to keep going. Now, they can deviate a little bit here and there off the track, but if there's a solid wall of weather, and if the weather radar is not painting it properly, if the airplane becomes enveloped with static charges, there's a lot of things then that could hamper the ability for those pilots to really understand what is coming up in front of them.
Yeah, boy, terrible situation. If they eventually do find this plane, could they find the black box?
They could, sure. Well, the black boxes are sending out a signal even right now as we speak. However, it depends how deep they are. If they're very deep, then the chance of that signal penetrating through the water is difficult to imagine. Another thing, too, is if there was people in a life raft, the life rafts also could contain an electric locator transmitter, an ELT, and that would also send out a distress signal. So by not having that already occur, that really is worrisome at this point.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. If a plane gets struck by lightning, I was in a plane that was struck by lightning, and, of course, luckily we didn't go down, but it was scary. It kind of went up the middle of the aisle, and I was on I was covering sports, and I was with the Dallas Cowboys, and everybody kind of yelled out, but it didn't bounce or anything like that, and then we flew on. So the lightning strike could bring it down, though, right?
Well, I wouldn't say that would do it specifically. If the lightning strike then caused a disruption in the electric signal to those flight controls or started a fire, a short circuit somewhere, and then started a fire, which then, you know, you see what I'm saying about that chain of events, then it could have been one of the causes that led to the final tragedy, which we're not sure about yet, but that's always a possibility.
Oh, just absolutely terrible. DJ Frost, international commercial pilot, thanks so much for your insights into this. We appreciate it. Hang with us, everybody. Coming up next, we're going to talk about making money.
Are you concerned about the current strain of influenza spreading across the U.S.? At the rate this new virus is spreading, it's not a matter of if, but when it will affect each and every American. This virus is comprised of extracted DNA from the Spanish flu and has combined itself with the bird and swine flu, making it very contagious and deadly. The Center for Disease Control has made it clear that there are no vaccinations available to treat this new threat. What can you do to help protect your family? You need to visit WholeCure.com. WholeCure.com has flu survival survival packages starting at $24.95. These flu survival packages include everything necessary to help fight the flu and last up to 2 years of continuous use. The supplement functions as an immune system booster and is meant to rapidly improve your health to the point of overcoming the flu. Call 1-866-644-1933. That's 1-866-644-1933. Or visit WholeCure.com. That's WHOLECure.com. WholeCure.com today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 1st, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $985.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,013.17, $506.58 for the half ounce, and $253.29 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,013.17, $506.58, and $253.29.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes and service some debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Up to date on what's going on with that Air France jet that just simply vanished and is missing. And you just heard, obviously, that conversation there with the pilot, DJ Frost, and the fact that you're talking about so many miles and so deep down in that ocean, it could be a long time before they find that plane. Absolutely tragic. In the meantime, also tragic is what's happening to so many people as far as suddenly finding themselves unemployed and trying to figure out what they're going to do next. You know, the thing is, and I say this all the time, you can stimulate your economy, I believe, in your own backyard. And the ways you can do that is take some of the skills that you learned and apply it to other things. Take your passions and just simply go for it. Now, that's what our next guest has done, Curtis Weaver, or nicknamed CW. He has survived and thrived on commission only sales. Yeah. You know how often people see jobs like that and say, oh, I could never do that. Oh, how could I ever do that? Obviously, he believed in himself and he knows how to do this. And I think a lot of people will find that they can transfer some of those sales skills and jump into jobs that are just commission only and still survive and thrive as well. CW, thanks so much for joining us here on America Tonight.
Well, it's a pleasure to kind of a sad night with the French plane, mm-hmm. but life goes on and we still got to go on.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's wind the clock back and tell me first of all, because you've been doing, as I said, commission sales for 30 years. How tell us your story. How did you jump into it and how did you just make it work for you?
Well, actually. Wow, that's a good question. I like that question because my mother got me into commission sales. I started out repairing cash registers. And we're talking ancient times here. and in those days, you had to wear a coat and tie to repair a cash register. And I noticed that the sales guys, they were wearing coat and ties too, but they seemed to be driving better cars, and their time seemed to be their own. And so it was something that always intrigued me, but I could never talk to anybody one-on-one. And it was my mother, who was, of all things, a Tupperware dealer, who changed my perspective, because she went from a very shy person that actually wouldn't drive at night, wouldn't drive over a bridge, wouldn't drive through a tunnel, and Tupperware changed her life. And I thought, well, if she can do it, I can do it. And I went to college, actually community college, and took classes, anything that would scare the crap out of me, public speaking, acting, and ballet. And it was those things that got me into the ability to be able to talk to people one-on-one or in a group session to be able to sell somebody something.
Wow, so that's great. I mean, obviously what you've shown there is you just stretched your boundaries. So there is something about that. Whatever it is, you get out of your comfort zone and push, I guess, against that line, and maybe it gives you confidence. Do you think that's what it is?
Well, you said the optimal word, which is comfort zone, and especially in this country. We get into a comfort zone. We don't think that we can leave it. Television draws us in. Movies draws entertainment, pulls us away from the really important things of life. We always think something, everything's going to be okay. And a lot of people just wait till the world comes down around them. These times right now that we're having are times that, you can really take advantage, especially commission sales, because commission sales, I don't care whether you talk, you're in a business. Mm-hmm. Radio sales is mm-hmm. commission sales. And so to be able to go out and actually put yourself on the line, which is what commission sales is all about, is just a very, very rewarding type of a profession. I know I'm a little older, but I look at commission salespeople as the kind of cowboys, because back in the days when a cowboy, he would go from ranch to ranch and work for a rancher for a period of time, then move on to another ranch and work for them. And one of my first commission sales jobs was car sales, and my wife and I just celebrated 29 years when she walked into a showroom and I sold her a car, and that's how we met. So commission sales can not only make you a living, but it can change your life in many ways.
Yeah, no kidding. You have a book out called Creating Customers for Life. So you've done it, obviously. You talked about, we already talked about stretching your boundaries, that whole thing, getting out of the comfort zone, which I totally agree with you 100%. Obviously, you've done different kinds of sales. And what did you find, like, for example, in the car business? Obviously, it worked well for your wife, but that can be a tough racket. How well did you do in the car business?
I did extremely well. My car ought to be shaped like a minivan, or my house ought to be shaped like a minivan, because that's what built it back in the 80s. But the sales were... Or business in general, and it is basically treating people like you want to be treated. One of the best compliments I ever got in my life was a couple years ago, actually just 2 years ago, walked into a dealership that was run by a guy that actually fired me back in the 80s. And I asked Paul what he would do today to if I was going to create a training course for car salesmen in the 2000 years, what would I do? And he said, CW, the car business has finally caught up to you. And that was probably one of the best compliments I ever received, because I always was a very low-key salesman, and back in the 80s and 90s, that was not the way to sell cars. Everybody's always had the nightmare of being turned over to two and three people in a car dealership. And I would always sneak my people out the back so they didn't have to talk to my car manager, and it never made a lot of car managers happy. But if they let me stick around, I made them a lot of money.
Yeah, and that's the key, obviously. And one of the things I think, then, and you talk about this in your book, but it's so vital, and so many people don't get this, CW, is that you, when your customers are happy and you take care of them and you treat them like you want to be treated, like you said, then guess what? It's word of mouth, baby, and don't you get those referrals, and isn't that what it's about, right?
Well, right now, I in this market, and I love talking to people, so in the Maryland, D.C. market, I sell retractable awnings in the off or in their season. It's only a 4-month season, so it's a lot of fun for me to do. I can make $80,000 to $100,000 in 4 to 5 months, visiting people's homes and allowing them to use their deck or patio, which they couldn't use. And basically, it's just giving them something they need, and allowing them to decide what they want. You don't sell people. First of all, you have to pick a good product if you're in sales, or if you're in a business, or you want to go create a business. If you're laid off today, if you've been downsized, quote, or fired, which is the old term.
Mm-hmm.
You find a product that is quality, and then you don't have to sell anything. You present it. You treat person like you would want to be treated, and they will accept the product. They don't buy it. They want the product. That's why you're there in the first place. When I was in management in car sales, the worst thing you want to do is walk onto a car lot. I mean, that's everybody's worst nightmare.
Right, absolutely.
And car salesmen would prejudge a customer and walk away because they thought that person wasn't going to buy a car. And when I was in management, I would say, look, if they're over 16 and they walk on a car lot, they want to buy a car because they don't want to confront those 16 managers that everybody throws at you. So I don't care whether it's the 80s, 90s, 2000, whether it's 2030, people want to buy something. If you treat them well, they will come back.
Yeah, excellent, excellent advice. All right, the book is called Creating Customers for Life. Quickly, because we're running out of time. CW,
and actually, if they, and I don't usually do this, but on this evening's program, if they go to my, actually just email me at ccweaver@gmail.com, I will send them an e-book, a copy of Creating Customers for Life at no charge to them.
Wow, that's excellent. CW, thanks. We'll have you on again. We appreciate the time. Hang with us, everybody.
And Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code iodine at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Bad to the bone. Yes, indeed. Here on America Tonight, I feel like we're bad to the bone because I'm so excited that we're going to give away this GPS system along with the backup camera. And here's what's happened. We've got all these names thrown into a special hat, and we're going to roll them around in the hat. All right. So picture in your mind, almost like a little machine that we're turning here with the balls in it for the bingo deal, you know, when they pull. I've changed forever from the New York Times bestselling author Mark Frost. Edge of your seat suspense, telling the story of an immortal foursome of golf champs and a multi-million dollar game they played that forever changed the sport. You can pick up the books wherever books are sold, or you can win your copy, which many of you did, by calling America Tonight. It was so exciting. All right, so let's choose a winner here. I'm just going to close my eyes, dig in, and see ultimately. Who it is. Oh, so tough. Here we go. Picked out the paper. Wow. Stu Taylor listening to us in London, Connecticut. How exciting. Stu Taylor actually has called this show so many times. He'll be excited to win. So congratulations to Stu. He is the big winner. Yeah. Of the NextStar 14 BCS GPS system. Navigating your way to the best golf courses. Stay safe from your driveway to the highway with NextStar's 14BC GPS with wireless backup camera. So cool. NextStar's got you covered going forwards and backwards. Definitely look for NextStar at local retailers. So just terrific. Very, very exciting. This was a lot of fun to do, and thank you to everybody who participated in this, and Stu gets the GPS system. All right. Moving along from that and the winning ways here on America Tonight. Don't worry if you missed out on this one. We have lots of things coming your way, coming up here on the show. Just to recap some of the big things that have been going on, we talked about it, obviously, right from the get-go. The story that we have no update on yet is the missing plane Rio de Janeiro to Paris, and was it a lightning strike? Did it blow up? Ultimately, when I say blow up from, you know, basically look like it blew up and then fall to the bottom of the ocean because there were electronic problems on the plane. As you heard when we were talking to DJ, certainly that's something that could happen on the Air France plane. He flies the route. He knows the route well. And I liked his analogy of it's like power steering, unfortunately. Brutal. All right. Normally we don't double dip on the show, but we're going to go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don, what's shaking, man?
Okay, thanks. Hey, you couldn't have picked a better winner for that GPS system.
Yes,
I mean,
Stu.
I'm sorry. You know how nutty it is back there on those roads.
I know, and certainly in Kentucky, yes.
Well, is he in Connecticut or Kentucky?
No, he's in Kentucky.
Oh, that's Stu. Okay, I thought you said Illinois in Connecticut. Oh, okay. Well, no, I take that back then. The roads aren't that nutty in the South.
Of course.
Of course, there might be roads that you could end up on that, you know, nowhere there, I guess, you know, because of the bootleg days or whatever. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, moonshine, that's what they called it down there, right?
Exactly.
Hey, I had to call you back. We did get to GM, and I wanted to ask you about that. Let's see if I got this right. I saw this thing today that they're $172 billion in debt, but they only have $82 billion in assets, and I was shaking my head like, how does a private company go into debt like that, you know? But, and I guess from what I understand, the government's given them $20 billion already, and they're going to give them another $30
billion. Yes.
And gives the U.S. government a 60% stake in the company, is that right?
Yeah, over 60%, yeah.
Are you there, Kate?
Yeah, I'm there, isn't it? It's crazy. It's crazy, but, that I agree.
Well, then the question that I have is you know, when I remember I talked about how, you know, I don't think most Americans and you know, and I don't even know that I actually understand, you know, how much money the government actually spends and the concept of how much $1 billion is and the billion and multiplying that 1,000 times 11, you know, is
right.
How much we owe. And so, you know, $50 billion sounds like chump change compared to how much, you know, $3.5 trillion that Obama's going to spend. But the thing is, let's say 5 years from now, all of a sudden GM is making $10 billion a year profit, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean, I would assume that would mean the government would get $6 billion of that, right?
Right.
So if they own 60%. So this comes back to that concept I was trying to explain a while back to share with you that somehow, you know, $11 trillion in debt this country is, and there's no way they're going to get that amount of money from taxes to pay that back.
That's right.
We're talking This has been going on for 30 years now, and it's going to continue to go on at least for the next four. And so the question is, I said that they've got to figure out a ways outside of taxes. I mean, we're already at about, 30 to 40%, of incomes going into federal government and taxes. And so I don't know, even $6 billion, if they started profiting $6 billion a year from GM, look at that compared to the overall amount of money. It's like, it hardly even makes a dent, into the total debt. But they've got to start doing things to start getting more money into the government. And one, of course, is be cutting back what they're spending. But at the same time, they've got to increase somehow. And the only way I see that is the government's got to start making money outside of taxes.
There has to be a way. You're right. I see what you're saying. So take some of that money and dump it in, but it's just nothing. It won't even make a dent because it's hard to understand that amount of money. Absolutely. So where do you come up with this money? How do you make it up? It's not going to be at that 30 or 40%. You're absolutely dead on right. Absolutely.
Yeah,
so
I don't want to sound like a doomsday kind of guy, but I'm just kind of wondering, if there's ever going to come a time or a day when, the country's bankrupt and there's been a few economists that have been talking about it, that if this keeps going on, we're going to have astronomical inflation we've been going, last year or two, they've been talking recession and stuff, Kate, and I feel bad for the 6% of the workforce, or 8% of the workforce that's out of jobs right now,
mm-hmm.
But this is nothing compared to what was going on in the Great Depression, and to think that the next real depression, could be three times as worse as the Great Depression ever was. Of course, we've got a country where everybody's got a gun practically.
Right, so imagine, yeah. You're right. You make some good points, Don. Thanks. Have a good one. But he's absolutely right in thinking about it. And you get your gun. That's the joke, because ammo is running scarce in some of those stores. Obviously, I told you what happened in Toledo with the cops, the police force being cut so brutally that people were like, "Well, I'm gonna have to get a gun because how am I gonna protect myself?" Couple that with the fears of what's going on in the world and the economy, and absolutely, let's hope it doesn't go in that direction. Because I'm like the eternal optimist, I try so hard not to go down that path, but it's tough not to. It really is. Hey, Monday marked the first time when you went to the U.S. border crossings that you had to come up with the right kind of identification or you weren't going to get through, a passport or some other ID, meaning a birth certificate. And apparently they didn't have a lot of problems. It was advertised enough that you have to have this passport or the birth certificate or you're being turned around. So it was kind of a routine Monday, like in Buffalo, New York. That's what they described it as, that the compliance rate was there as high as really 95% throughout the Buffalo field office. They were saying that. So that's huge. Obviously, they need to see 100%. And people have to produce the right kind of identification, but it's close enough. So that's, they have San Diego, San Ysidro, that border crossing. And even though it's down, people are coming up with what they need to re-enter the country. I think that's good because it's been a long time coming. I can't believe it's taken this long to actually implement it. But as showing the forms of identification, the whatever it is, I don't think it's overkill. Somebody said, I think it's overkill because of security, because of terrorism. But I don't think so. I think you want to try to keep the border as safe as you can. So I'm glad that finally became a reality. Show the passport, show the birth certificate, the stuff that's necessary to prove who you are. Because you know how many people were getting in through Canada and Mexico? Mm-hmm. Coming up, we have news you can abuse, birthdays, and this day in history next.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Abracadabra, time to lighten the load here on ATN. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you, as they say, and my cousin Vinny. Growing up in Jersey, my mother would kill me for saying that on the airwaves. Interesting things to talk about in News You Can Abuse, including this bride rescuing the family from a house fire. Don't know if you caught this story, but it's worth repeating. This out of Bridgeport, Connecticut. A Connecticut newlywed is credited with helping, save that family from a house fire while still in her wedding gown. Georgette Clemens had just left her wedding reception on Sunday night. She spotted smoke coming from a house. Instead of just ignoring it, she got out of the car she was riding and ran to the house, pounded on the door to warn the people inside. A firefighter showed up, battled that fire after the Edelberg family was rescued. Clemens, meanwhile, folded her muddied wedding dress nearby. She messed up her shoes, but she said it's no big deal because the people inside the burning home are safe. Ooh, that's just good all the way around. Good Samaritan for her to do that. And she could have gotten on the cell phone, called somebody, whatever, but didn't do that. Actually jumped in to help, got involved on a wedding day, no less. You know how those wedding gowns are. You can barely move in them. I'm sure that the gown was definitely ruined. It's been 13 years for Brittany McAllister. Gotta love this out of Terre Haute, Indiana. What does the days translate into the days, rather, in 13 years? 2,340 days. This Indiana teen graduated from high school on Sunday, and check this out, never missed a day of school since kindergarten. Stood and was recognized for that attendance record by classmates and families during the commencement address at West Vigo High School. Made it to school every single day, stayed the whole day. You know, never, ever went home. Wow, how about that? That's an accomplishment, I'd say. Because how many of you, when you were kids, tried to get out of school? You know what I'm saying? Oh, the stomach ache. Yeah, I can't do it today. Whatever. I mean, listen, all of us, even decent students among us, wanted a day away from school. I can't tell you what snow days meant to me. I had a couple years where I had perfect attendance, but not all the way straight through. Whew. Congratulations. That's a pretty, I think, a pretty cool record, actually. And that means her health was pretty good because she wouldn't have gotten, she would have gotten sent home with a fever, and she never did. You know how kids get fevers and things happen and coughing and whatever. That did not happen. Fairfax, Virginia, this is an interesting story. How many people listening are fans of Krispy Kreme donuts? Cops in Northern Virginia are blaming Krispy Kreme donuts for clogging the sewers. They say the company has damaged its sewer system by dumping yeast and grease from a plant in Lorton. And there's a lawsuit pending after the company refused to pay a $1.9 million bill for repairs to the system. Of course they're not going to do that. Krispy Kreme says it's ridiculous and the charges are unfounded. The lawsuit says the damage was caused by excessive quantities of high corrosive wastes, and that would be donut grease and other pollutants. Oh, there's a joke in there somewhere. I just can't think of it right now. Can't think of it. Man. Even the workers once ran a closed-circuit camera inside a pipe to show the grease deposits, but the camera got stuck in the goop, apparently. Oh, that's pretty bad, too. And like I said, I have a joke in there, but I just can't go to it. Here's one that's crazy, and I don't know if you heard the story or not, Columbia, South Carolina. What's up with the dumb, idiot criminals lately? Why do you leave a trace? Isn't the idea that you get out of it? Roanoke, Virginia guy. So proud of robbing a bank of $4,000, just $4,000. He boasts about it on his MySpace page. So prosecutors say before his arrest, he posted a message to that page that said, "On the run for robbing a bank, love all of y'all." And a friend called investigators after seeing surveillance pictures of the robber, who now is facing 7 years to life in prison. I don't think it was worth bragging about. Don't know if I hit the story up or not the other day, but I think it's interesting. In a northern Ohio jail, in Fremont, Ohio, to be exact, they're working on food. They're trying to save money. The Sandusky County Sheriff had to find a way to pay or to lop off $75,000 from the jail's budget. So instead of firing people, he started by banning pancakes from the jail's menu. Next step was for the inmates to plant a vegetable garden. How about that? Very clever. Very, very nice. I think a lot of people are planting gardens and stuff. I was at Home Depot the other day, and in their garden center, it was like they were giving something away. I couldn't believe how many people I saw there. And as somebody who hasn't spent a lot of time in a garden center, I was kind of stunned. And then I thought about it, and it made sense because, yeah, people are growing their own vegetables or trying to figure out a way around having to spend money on all those tomatoes-like vegetables. It makes sense. This day in history, June 2nd, 212 days left in the year. Here's a couple of quick highlights for you. In 1897, Mark Twain was quoted by the New York Journal as saying from London that the report of my death was an exaggeration. And you've heard that quote before, certainly. 1941, Lou Gehrig, baseball's Iron Horse, died in New York of a degenerative disease. He was 37. They call it Lou Gehrig's disease now. 1946, Italy held a referendum which resulted in the Italian monarchy being abolished in favor of a republic. A lot of people forget that, I think. In 1979, Pope Paul II arrived in his native Poland on the first visit by a pope to a communist country. That was a big to-do. 1986, for the first time, the public could watch the proceedings of the U.S. Senate on television. That was also big, as a six-week experiment of televised sessions began. Now we have C-SPAN. 10 years ago, South Africans went to the polls in their second post-apartheid election, giving the African National Congress a decisive victory. Mm-hmm. 5 years ago, oh, I remember this, too. I can't remember who was watching with, but I remember the story. Software engineer Ken Jennings began his 74-game win streak on the syndicated television show Jeopardy, of course. I bet a bunch of you were probably watching that. All right, we have birthdays aplenty, and you're going to recognize a bunch of these. I know it. I am positive. I knew there was a Beatle in there. A couple of them, as a matter of fact. All right, celebrating a birthday on June 2nd, Sally Kellerman, the actress, singer, is 72 years old. Rock musician Charlie Watts, you know him. Think of a Rolling Stone. 68 years old. Singer William Guest from Gladys Knight and the Pips, 68 as well. Marvin Hamlisch from The Sting. Remember, he composed music? There's a lot of great music. 65 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, comedian Dana Carvey is 54 years old. Very funny, Dana Carvey, church lady, Saturday Night Live. You've heard of him. Actor comedian Wayne Brady, 37 years old. Actress Nikki Cox is all of 31. That's a good age, just over the other side of 30, but still young enough, right? Actor Gary Grimes, 54 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, actor Milo O'Shea is 84. Stacy Keach is 68 years old. The Beav, Jerry Mathers, is 61 years old. Oh, it's so funny to go back and watch those old shows, isn't it? Rapper B Real from Cypress Hill is 39 years old. R&B singer Irish Grinstead, 29 years old. Fabrizio Moretti from The Strokes is 29 as well. Leaving you with this, truth is stranger than fiction, but it is because fiction is obliged to stick to possibilities. Truth isn't. Very famous quote from who? And that would be Mark Twain.
Villains, I say to you now, knock off all that evil!